Well, good evening. Good evening to all you podcast listening. This is Terry McKeeson here at Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeeson 2, the number 2. If you would like to comment or leave me a message, you can feel free and download this app. If you also would like to, you can also come in and be a podcaster and create your own shows and different things of interest that you would like to share with others. Also, you can get paid for doing it. It's fun, and they have everything you need. Just download that app. I think you will enjoy it. And sit down and create something that has been staring in your spirit, man, in your soul. But anyway, I do want to say I'm Terry McKeeson. It is May the 18th. It is Monday. This is a special day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I do want to say we thank God for another day. We should always rejoice in the Lord. I say the word of God lets us know today. I'm inviting y'all to come to my soul cafe here. I'm Lady T here at the kitchen, at the table. But I'm inviting you to come into my cafe and spend some time with the Lord. And he's here. He is my host here in my cafe. He is the one. So I do want to honor him and give him the glory. I do say hallelujah, hallelujah unto the Father, amen unto the Son of the Father. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Yes, the true and living bread, the bread of life. Hey, he has come into the cafe today, and he is the superstar, and he is a great physician. And then not only is he a great physician, but he is a great lawyer. Not only is he a great lawyer, but he is a lily in the valley. Not only is he a lily, but he'll be that bright and morning star for you, my sisters and my brothers. As you come on in and stay a while. I'm cooking up something special for each and every one of you. I got a lot of love in here going on. I got some joy and some happiness. I got some recipes. I even got some, I just want you to come in and eat up. Just come in and sit down and feast here at the table. Oh, yeah, here on Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeith, the number 2. Like I said, you can leave me a message. You might want to talk. You might want to just have me praying for you or your family. However the Lord leads you, whatever you need me to do to be that blessing, that blessed one to encourage your hearts and to be motivated to do what God would have you to do. Because serving is a part of God. He was a servant. And he said the servant is not greater than the master is not greater than the servant. Because he said, I come to be served. And I'm like, wow. He humbled himself even at the time of death. Just like a sheep. He humbled himself and became the Lamb of life for us. Now behold the Lamb. Hallelujah, who carried away all of our sins. Hallelujah, who paid a price for us. Hallelujah. And now we can ask him anything in his precious name. Once we have become his children, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and then seek my face and turn from the wicked, he said he'll heal this land. So we are being held accountable for what's going on. And we don't want the blood to be on our hand. We don't want people to be sin sick. And it is a sickness going on, other than what they're calling this virus. But now we have people that's sick in sin. So we just pray today as you come to the cafe that you'll be willing to put your prayer request in. He said, let your request be made known. Maybe you want to pray for a family member. Maybe you just want me to keep them lifted up. Maybe you're needing something from God. And sometimes you feel like, well, God is not listening to your prayers, but God hears our prayers. You know, it's just if we trust him enough to obey and answer those prayers. If we're willing to wait on him, sometimes we get anxious and we don't wait on God. Like when I can say the two got in trouble, Abraham and Sarah, they really made a mess of things. Sarah had to go and try to do things herself and fix it her way. And we just had that faith to trust. And without faith, it is definitely impossible to feed. It is impossible to please him. So here at the Soul Cafe, I'm Terry McKeith, and I'm asking you to come join me here at the table. And I'm just looking forward to you listeners giving me some feedback and letting me know how you feel about the podcast. And truly, God will truly continue to bless you all. I'm asking that God will continue to give you a double portion, like a double cheeseburger or a double something another. But imagine a double for your trouble. So you all be blessed. Look forward to talking to you later on here at Anchor FM, Terry McKeeson 2. smiles with a sign. That cigarette like me. I once was lost, but now I'm fine. Was blind, but now I see. I'm talking amazing grace. I'm talking amazing. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how sweet the sound. The cigarette like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I'm blind, but now I see. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I once was blind, but now I see. I'm talking amazing grace. How sweet the sound. The cigarette like me. I'm talking amazing grace. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, the cigarette. Oh, the cigarette like me. Oh, I once was blind, but now I see. Do 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 do. Well, it is now Wednesday. They call it the day that the Lord has made. And I rejoice and be glad in you. Today I'm coming at you on Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeith. I will not be using my actual voice today. I will be disguising my voice so that I can do a skit for y'all, okay? All right, I'm coming in here on Anchor FM. And I have my friend with me. And my friend name is T, okay? T is here with me. And you got to realize, this is not me. I'm doing a podcast, okay? So I want to use my new voice right now. I just want to let y'all know that it is all like husky. It's a sound that I'm not used to hearing. So I may sound like a man, but I'm 100% a woman. Trust me, okay? Been trying to figure out what's really going on with my voice. Okay, I know I've been taking orders, right? I know I've been hollering, screaming, yelling. Fries, hot dogs. Anybody? Fries, hot dogs, sausage and egg and bacon and cheese on toast. Okay. So I think this is where it started, right? So now that you sort of know why I'm using another voice, so that I can be another character, okay? A character that I always wanted to be. My name is Sister. The one and only Cucumber. Yes, that's me, girls. That's me. Yes, yes, yes. I'm the lady not in the shoe. Not with the so many children. I didn't know what to do. But I have just a few. I have a bunch to take care of. And I enjoy taking care of the children. I tell them, come to Granny's playhouse. And I say, no toys allowed. And they say, no toys allowed. And I say, no toys allowed. No toys allowed. It's Granny's playhouse. So they said, okay, well, Granny, if no toys allowed, then my little brothers shouldn't be allowed. My little brothers shouldn't be able to come over to Granny's house because no toys allowed. And I said, well, okay. Well, we could do other things. So we said this. No boys allowed. Granny's Playhouse, no boys allowed. And the girl said, yay. They cheered Granny on, okay? But today I am Sister Cucumber telling the story about Granny's Playhouse. Granny's Playhouse is a place where the children can come and enjoy themselves. And they can see the panther bear. I have Panther with me. He comes in and he does his thing and his part. Can you say hello, Panther Bear? Hello. I hope you all heard that. He said, hello. Well, you know, Mr. Panther, why is your voice so scratchy today? Well, let me see. I've been out calling and chasing people, telling them to stay 6 feet away. And I've been saying, hey, stop. Remember to stay 6 feet. Watch it, buddy. Oh, okay. And how do they respond to your safety measurements that you had? Oh, so you want to tell us about the safety measurements? Yes, I would like to tell you all about the safety measurements. Right now, we are doing a measurement where you have to stay 6 feet away from other people. And you have to wear your mask and gloves. Oh, really? Oh, I'm just so shocked. Is it a law? Well, not yet, but it's going to become a law. Y'all need to be very careful and wear your equipment to protect yourself from the viruses. A virus? Yes, a virus. They call it a plague. A plague? Yes, a plague. Okay, Mr. Panther, thank you for allowing us that information. Thank you for sharing with us. So here on Anchor FM Radio, we do want to share that message with you all to stay safe, stay at home, or as things begin to progress, begin to know your safety measurements. You are to stay, as Panther Bear said, 6 feet away from one another. And I think that's very fair. I think we all can do that. So let's all practice staying 6 feet away from one another so that we can be good popos. We can patrol and look around and see and help Panther Bear out with helping people to stay 6 feet away from one another. Wash your hands. Do whatever it takes when you go to the bathroom. Remember to wash your hands when you're cooking. Remember to wash your hands when you're changing your gloves, when you're going in and out of stores. Remember to wash your hands. It's a wash, wash, wash thing. So remember, y'all are listening to Terry McKeithen here with some of her friends that came in to visit with her here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. Come back and let us know how you enjoyed our podcast here with my friends. Well, it is now Wednesday. They call it the day that the Lord has made. And I rejoice and be glad in it. Today I'm coming at you on Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeith. I will not be using my actual voice today. I will be disguising my voice so that I can do a skit for y'all, okay? All right, I'm coming in here on Anchor FM. And I have my friend with me. And my friend name is T, okay? T is here with me. And you got to realize, this is not me. I'm doing a podcast, okay? So I want to use my new voice right now. I just want to let y'all know that it is all like husky. It's a sound that I'm not used to hearing. So I may sound like a man, but I'm 100% a woman. Trust me, okay? Been trying to figure out what's really going on with my voice. Okay, I know I've been taking orders, right? I know I've been hollering, screaming, yelling. Fries, hot dogs. Anybody? Fries, hot dogs, sausage and egg and bacon and cheese on toast. Okay. So I think this is where it started, right? So now that you sort of know why I'm using another voice, so I could be another character, okay? A character that I always wanted to be. My name is Sister, the one and only Cucumber. Yes, that's me, girls. That's me. Yes, yes, yes. I'm the lady, not in the shoe, not with the so many children. I didn't know what to do, but I have just a few. I have a bunch to take care of, and I enjoy taking care of the children. I tell them, come to Granny's playhouse. And I say, no toys allowed. And they say, no toys allowed. And I say, no toys allowed. No toys allowed. It's Granny's playhouse. So they said, okay, well, Granny, if no toys allowed, then my little brothers shouldn't be allowed. My little brothers shouldn't be able to come over to Granny's house because no toys allowed. And I said, well, okay. Well, we could do other things. So we said this. No boys allowed. Granny's playhouse. No boys allowed. And the girl said, yay. They cheered Granny on, okay? But today I am Sister Cucumber telling the story about Granny's playhouse. Granny's playhouse is a place where the children can come and enjoy themselves. And they can see the panther bear. I have Panther with me. He comes in and he does his thing and his part. Can you say hello, Panther Bear? Hello. I hope you all heard that. He said, hello. Well, you know, Mr. Panther, why is your voice so scratchy today? Well, let me see. I've been out calling and chasing people, telling them to stay 6 feet away. And I've been saying, hey, stop. Remember to stay 6 feet. Watch it, buddy. Oh, okay. And how do they respond to your safety measurements that you had? Oh, so you want to tell us about the safety measurements? Yes, I would like to tell you all about the safety measurements. Right now, we are doing a measurement where you have to stay 6 feet away from other people. And you have to wear your mask and gloves. Oh, really? Oh, I'm just so shocked. Is it a law? Well, not yet, but it's going to become a law. Y'all need to be very careful and wear your equipment to protect yourself from the viruses. A virus? Yes, a virus. They call it a plague. A plague? Yes, a plague. Okay, Mr. Panther. Thank you for allowing us that information. Thank you for sharing with us. So here on Anchor FM Radio, we do want to share that message with you all to stay safe, stay at home, or as things begin to progress, begin to know your safety measurements. You are to stay, as Panther Bear said, 6 feet away from one another. And I think that's very fair. I think we all can do that. So let's all practice staying 6 feet away from one another so that we can be good popos. We can patrol and look around and see and help Panther Bear out with helping people to stay 6 feet away from one another. Wash your hands. Do whatever it takes when you go to the bathroom. Remember to wash your hands when you're cooking. Remember to wash your hands when you're changing your gloves, when you're going in and out of stores. Remember to wash your hands. It's a wash, wash, wash thing. So remember, y'all are listening to Terry McKeithen here with some of her friends that came in to visit with her here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. Come back and let us know how you enjoyed our podcast here with my friends. Well, good evening, my friends. I am Mr. Panther Bear. And I do have a very important message for you all here on Anchor FM at Terry McKeithen here too. I want to say that I want you to practice your safety measurements. Remember to stay 6 feet away. Remember to wash your hands when you go before and after using the bathroom. Remember to wash your hands. Wash, wash, wash. Remember to wash for more than 4 seconds. Remember that for more than 4 seconds. So wash your hands. Keep washing those hands, my friends. I am patrolling. I am watching to see here on Anchor FM Radio to see if you all are washing those hands. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to create, yes, I am, an app that when you get too close to a person, your phone will cause it to ring and say, beep, beep, you are too close. Stay back, step back. I do encourage you to stay away. Stay back at least 6 feet. Stay your distance, okay? That is one of my safety rules today. Please remember to keep a mask and wear gloves. Keep your face covered at all times, other than when you're at home and not exposed. At home, you should do more cleaning, more spraying Lysol. I do recommend 2 or 3 cans of Lysol a day if you have to. Blow those germs out of here. Come on, girl. We're going to clean, clean, clean. We're going to scrub, scrub, scrub. We're going to do something with these germs now. We're going to tell them where to go and what to do. We're going to bust their bubbles. You know what I'm saying? Because I got some spiritual cleaner here today too. Yes, I'm Mr. Panther Bear. Yes, I am. I am all ready for that virus thing. You hear me? I am scrapped up. I am loaded. Yes, I am corona free today. Do you hear me? Yes, I'm covered with the scriptures of Psalms. I say Psalms 91. Yes, I did. So there you go. I want you all to remember that there back in the Bible days, there was a pledge going on. And he said, if you will cover your house with the blood, he said, when I see the blood, yes, I'll pass over. So come on, y'all, let's pass over. Let's let it pass us by. Oh, yes, we want this to pass us by. We don't want it to stop in. No, no, no. We wanted to send it on a flight. We don't care where it go, but it's got to go somewhere. We do care. Yes, we do. We're going to send it back to the pits, to the pits, to the pits, to the pits, to the pits of hell. Yes, that's where it's going today. I'm Mr. Panther Bear here with Terry McKeithen here on Terry McKeithen Anchor FM 2. So we are here today, and I'm coming in here as Panther Bear today to give you a safety measure, my friends and family. Please stay 6 feet away. I'm going to stress this. So I can't stress it anymore. Please stress it to your neighbors, to your friends, to those around you. Wash your hands, huh? When they give you a conversation, cover your mouth. We're just going to get real technical here today because we got to kill these germs. Yes, we do. We got to fight, fight, fight. So put on your gloves and let's fight, my neighbors and my friends here and my listeners on podcast today. So yes, as we all sit here, remember to wash your hands, to wash your face, to wash your whole body if necessary. Just get you a good old bath while you're at it. Yes, I do encourage you to do those things. Remember to scrub those feet. Yes, yes, yes. We could go on and on. But nevertheless, I'm Mr. Panther Bear here on Terry FM, Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. So drop by, sit a minute. Remember from this day forward to wash your hands and rinse your hands good and clean them and dry them real good too, so that you can continue to kill the virus that they say that's going on. And I know it's gotta be something that we can all do together, and that is called teaming up on this virus that they call this, all this common stuff, the cough, the sneeze, and the runny nose, the drip drops, all of that, the drip drops. Yes, it'd be dropping, 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 dropping. Then you might have to go to the bathroom. That might, I think that might be the second stages of it, the bathroom, the nauseate, the throwing up, the vomiting. I think that's the second. And then stage 3, I believe that you have then began to clean out of your system. Well, some of you just need to get y'all some good old laxative and drink up like some castor oil. How about would you like some castor oil? Oh, everybody, just get y'all a good old dose of castor oil. You might be doing some running, but it's okay, but you'll be running to the toilet, and the toilet will not say anything. That's a good thing about when I had to clean those toilets at the place of working, and to go in the thing I liked about it, because they would take my mess. Yes, the toilets, they would take my mess. They never said anything. So you know what? So they are meant for that. They are made for you to be able to go in and enjoy yourself. Yes, now they got this. Even wash your bottom. You can, yes, guys, yes, girls, you can wash your bottom. It's called a bidet. I think that's what they call a bidet, girl. Yes, Mr. Panther coming at y'all, and y'all know y'all can go and purchase bidets now. Go and just clean your booties. Yes, make sure you clean your booties. But anyway, have a good day. I do hope all of you have taken the safety measurement test, because I'm going to come back with it, and I'm going to have some questions, and I'm going to ask, do you have a runny nose? And do you have a temperature? Do you have any chills? Do you have a cough? Do you have runny nose? Do you have your eyes? Are your eyes? Do you have allergy? Are you having a running? Yes. Come on now. Okay. It all sounds symptomatic to me. So what can we do? Two things. We can continue to fight and wash our hands, and we can continue to fight this thing, and we can continue to pull it up at the roots and say it's got to go back to the pits of hell where it come from. Y'all didn't see that one coming, did you? No, you didn't, but I threw it in there. Yes, I did. I threw it right on up in there. I sure did. But anyway, you know that God is good all the time, because he says Psalm 91 would cover those, and we are his. He said, if we are his, my people which are called by my name, to humble themselves and pray. He said, and then he will heal this land. Because it's wicked, wicked, wicked. But nevertheless, remember your safety measurements today. Remember the blood. Put it over your house. Put it all over your doorpost. When I see the blood, he said, I'll pass over. So you guys take care. Be a sore. Remember your safety measures today. Stay 6 feet. Please stay away from me anyway. Yes, stay far away. And I've been screaming and hollering, stay away, stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away, stay away. Mm-hmm. Stay away, stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay, 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 stay. Stay away, stay away, stay away. And then I start saying, stay away, you know, 6 feet. Stay away, those 6 feet. Stay away, those 6 feet. Stay away, stay away. Mm-hmm. Stay away, those 6 feet. Stay away, stay away. Stay away, those 6 feet. Yeah, come on now. And let's even get us some t-shirts, and we'll put them on us and say, stay 6 feet. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. I'm here, Terry McKeithen, here on Anchor FM today. I'm coming at you, and you can also hit me back, and you can come in and have an opinion, a comment, say what you want to say. And if you just want to thank Mr. Panabella, give him a big hand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Y'all, I'm out of here. This is May the 21st. We got some birthdays and things coming on for the month of May. I got a big brother out there, and he's going to have a birthday coming up. So I want to wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, big bro. It's a couple days ahead, but big bro, you know who you are. Y'all have a good evening. Terry McKeithen, Anchor FM, just did a live podcast here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2, the number 2. Keep it all real. Well, it is now Wednesday. They call it the day that the Lord has made. And I rejoice and be glad in it. Today I'm coming at you on Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeithen. I will not be using my actual voice today. I will be disguising my voice so that I can do a skit for y'all, okay? All right, I'm coming in here on Anchor FM. And I have my friend with me. And my friend name is T. Okay? T is here with me. And you got to realize, this is not me. I'm doing a podcast, okay? So I want to use my new voice right now. I just want to let y'all know that it is all like husky It's a sound that I'm not used to hearing. So I may sound like a man, but I'm 100% a woman. Trust me, okay? Been trying to figure out what's really going on with my voice. Okay, I know I've been taking orders, right? I know I've been hollering, screaming, yelling. Fries, hot dogs. Anybody? Fries, hot dog, sausage and egg and bacon and cheese on toast. Okay, so I think this is what it started, right? So now that you sort of know why I'm using another voice, so I can be another character, okay? A character that I always wanted to be. My name is Sister, the one and only Cucumber. Yes, that's me, girls. That's me. Yes, yes, yes. I'm the lady, not in the shoe, not with the so many children. I didn't know what to do, but I have just a few. I have a bunch to take care of, and I enjoy taking care of the children. I tell them, come to Granny's playhouse. And I say, no toys allowed. And they say, no toys allowed. And I say, no toys allowed. No toys allowed. It's Granny's playhouse. So they said, okay, well, Granny, if no toys allowed, then my little brothers shouldn't be allowed. My little brothers shouldn't be able to come over to Granny's house because no toys allowed. And I said, well, okay. Well, we could do other things. So we said this. No boys allowed. Granny's playhouse. No boys allowed. And the girls said, yay. They cheered Granny on, okay? But today I am Sister Cucumber telling the story about Granny's playhouse. Granny's playhouse is a place where the children can come and enjoy themselves. And they can see the panther bear. I have Panther with me. He comes in and he does his thing and his part. Can you say hello, panther bear? Hello. I hope you all heard that. He said, hello. Well, you know, Mr. Panther, why is your voice so scratchy today? Well, let me see. I've been out calling and chasing people, telling them to stay 6 feet away. And I've been saying, hey, stop. Remember to stay 6 feet. Watch it, buddy. Oh, okay. And how do they respond to your safety measurements that you had? Oh, so you want to tell us about the safety measurements? Yes, I would like to tell you all about the safety measurements. Right now, we are doing a measurement where you have to stay 6 feet away from other people. And you have to wear your mask and gloves. Oh, really? Oh, I'm just so shocked. Is it a law? Well, not yet, but it's going to become a law. Y'all need to be very careful and wear your equipment to protect yourself from the viruses. A virus? Yes, a virus. They call it a plague. A plague? Yes, a plague. Okay, Mr. Panther. Thank you for allowing us that information. Thank you for sharing with us. So here on Anchor FM Radio, we do want to share that message with you all to stay safe, stay at home, or as things begin to progress, begin to know your safety measurements. You are to stay, as Panther Bear said, 6 feet away from one another. And I think that's very fair. I think we all can do that. So let's all practice staying 6 feet away from one another so that we can be good popos. We can patrol and look around and see and help Panther Bear out with helping people to stay 6 feet away from one another. Wash your hands. Do whatever it takes when you go to the bathroom. Remember to wash your hands when you're cooking. Remember to wash your hands when you're changing your gloves, when you're going in and out of stores. Remember to wash your hands. It's a wash, wash, wash thing. So remember, y'all are listening to Terry McKeithen here with some of her friends that came in to visit with her here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeitha 2. Come back and let us know how you enjoyed our podcast here with my friends. Well, good evening, my friends. I am Mr. Panther Bear, and I do have a very important message for you all here on Anchor FM at Terry McKeitha here too. I want to say that I want you to practice your safety measurements. Remember to stay 6 feet away. Remember to wash your hands when you go before and after using the bathroom. Remember to wash your hands. Wash, wash, wash. Remember to wash for more than 4 seconds. Remember that for more than 4 seconds. So wash your hands. Keep washing those hands, my friends. I am patrolling. I am watching to see here on Anchor FM Radio to see if you all are washing those hands. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to create, yes, I am, an app that when you get too close to a person, your phone will cause it to ring and say, beep, beep, you are too close. Stay back, step back. I do encourage you to stay away. Stay back at least 6 feet. Stay your distance, okay? That is one of my safety rules today. Please remember to keep a mask and wear gloves. Keep your face covered at all times other than when you're at home and not exposed. At home, you should do more cleaning, more spraying, Lysol. I do recommend 2 or 3 cans of Lysol a day if you have to blow those germs out of here. Come on, girl. We're going to clean, clean, clean. We're going to scrub, scrub, scrub. We're going to do something with these germs now. We're going to tell them where to go and what to do. We're going to bust their bubbles. You know what I'm saying? Because I got some spiritual cleaner here today too. Yes, I'm Mr. Panther Bear. Yes, I am. I am all ready for that virus thing. You hear me? I am scrapped up. I am loaded. Yes, I am corona free today. Do you hear me? Yes, I'm covered with the scriptures of Psalms. I say Psalms 91. Yes, I did. So there you go. I want you all to remember that there back in the Bible days, there was a pledge going on. And he said, if you will cover your house with the blood, he said, when I see the blood, yes, I'll pass over. So come on, y'all, let's pass over. Let's let it pass us by. Oh, yes, we want this to pass us by. We don't want it to stop in. No, no, no. We wanted to send it on a flight. We don't care where it go, but it's got to go somewhere. We do care. Yes, we do. We're going to send it back to the pits, to the pits, to the pits, to the pits, to the pits of hell. Yes, that's where it's going today. I'm Mr. Panther Bear here with Terry McKeitha here on Terry McKeitha Anchor FM 2. So we are here today, and I'm coming in here as Panther Bear today to give you a safety measure, my friends and family. Please stay 6 feet away. I'm going to stress this. So I can't stress it anymore. Please stress it to your neighbors, to your friends, to those around you. Wash your hands, huh? When they give you a conversation, cover your mouth. We're just going to get real technical here today because we got to kill these germs. Yes, we do. We got to fight, fight, fight. So put on your gloves and let's fight, my neighbors and my friends here and my listeners on podcast today. So yes, as we all sit here, remember to wash your hands, to wash your face, to wash your whole body if necessary. Just get you a good old bath while you're at it. Yes, I do encourage you to do those things. Remember to scrub those feet. Yes, yes, yes. We could go on and on. But nevertheless, I'm Mr. Panther Bear here on Terry FM, Anchor FM, Terry McKeitha 2. So drop by, sit a minute. Remember from this day forward to wash your hands and rinse your hands good and clean them and dry them real good too so that you can continue to kill the virus that they say that's going on. And I know it's got to be something that we can all do together. And that is called teaming up on this virus that they call this, all this common stuff. The cough, the sneeze, and the runny nose, the drip drops, all of that, the drip drops. Yes, it'd be dropping. Then you might have to go to the bathroom. I think that might be the second stages of it. The bathroom, the nauseate, the throwing up, the vomiting. I think that's the second. And then stage three, I believe that you have then began to clean out of your system. Well, some of you just need to get y'all some good old laxative and drink up like some castor oil. How about would you like some castor oil? Oh, everybody, just get y'all a good old dose of castor oil. You might be doing some running, but it's okay, but you'll be running to the toilet, and the toilet will not say anything. That's a good thing about when I had to clean those toilets at the place of working, and to go in the thing I liked about it, because they would take my mess. Yes, the toilets, they would take my mess. They never said anything. So you know what? So they are meant for that. They are made for you to be able to go in and enjoy yourself. Yes, now they got this look. Even wash your bottom. You can, yes, guys, yes, girls, you can wash your bottom. It's called a bonnet. I think that's what they call a bonnet, girl. Yes, Mr. Panther coming at y'all, and y'all know y'all can go and purchase bonnets now. Go kiss and just clean your booties. Yes, make sure you clean your booties. But anyway, have a good day. I do hope all of you have taken the safety measurement test, because I'm going to come back with it, and I'm going to have some questions, and I'm going to ask, do you have a runny nose? And do you have a temperature? Do you have any chills? Do you have a cough? Do you have runny nose? Do you have your eyes? Are your eyes? Or do you have allergy? Are you having a running? Yes. Come on now. Okay. It all sounds symptomatic to me. So what can we do? Two things. We can continue to fight and wash our hands. And we can continue to fight this thing. And we can continue to pull it up at the roots and say it's got to go back to the piss of hell where it come from. Y'all didn't see that one coming, did you? No, you didn't, but I threw it in there. Yes, I did. I threw it right on up in there. I sure did. But anyway, you know that God is good all the time, because he said Psalm 91 would cover those, and we are his. He said, if we are his, my people, which are called by my name, to humble themselves and pray. He said, and then he will heal this land. Because it's wicked, wicked, wicked. But nevertheless, remember your safety measurements today. Remember the blood. Put it over your house. Put it all over your doorpost. When I see the blood, he said, I'll pass over. So you guys take care. Be a sore. Remember your safety measures today. Stay 6 feet. Please stay away from me anyway. Yes, stay far away. And I've been screaming and hollering, stay away, stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away, stay away. Mm-hmm. Stay away, stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay, 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 stay. Stay away, stay away, stay away. And then I start saying, stay away, your 6 feet. Stay away, those 6 feet. Stay away, those 6 feet. Stay away, stay away. Mm-hmm. Stay away, those 6 feet. Stay away, stay away. Stay away, those 6 feet. Yeah, come on now. And let's even get us some t-shirts and we'll put them on us and say, stay 6 feet. Stay away, stay away, stay away. I'm here, Terry McKeithen, here on Anchor FM today. I'm coming at you, and you could also hit me back, and you can come in and have an opinion, a comment, say what you want to say. And if you just want to thank Mr. Panda Better, give him a big hand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Y'all, I'm out of here. This is May the 21st. We got some birthdays and things coming on for the month of May. I got a big brother out there, and he's going to have a birthday coming up. So I want to wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, big bro. It's a couple days ahead, but big bro, you know who you are. Y'all have a good evening. Terry McKeithen, Anchor FM, just did a live podcast here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2, the number 2. Keep it all real. good evening to all my listening. McKeithen at Anchor FM. I just want to say that you all can get paid to do a podcast. You can download an app free and follow the instructions, and you can start your very own podcast. I'm doing it so that I can share my story of Mr. Panther, the Panther Bear that I created. And he wants to bring y'all some safety measurements. He wants to continue to remind you all to keep your hands washed and your face masked. And remember to take caution at every risk, where you eat at, what you do during this season. I just wanted to let you know that I will not be using my actual voice the rest of the way through this podcast. I will be using Mr. Panther's voice so that I can speak. And I will be talking also about Granny's Playhouse. I have created a Granny's Playhouse for the kids that are sitting home, maybe bored, and would like to come into Granny's Playhouse here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. I have several grandchildren, and when they come to my house, I say no toys allowed, because I allow them to be creative. And they can do and be who they want to be. They can be whoever, a princess, a king. They can be Esther. They can be whatever their dreams are when they come here. So they get to be that character. They can dress themselves up. They can take pictures. They can do videos. So that's why I have the Granny's Playhouse, no toys allowed, no room. And the girls was really against having their little brothers come in and hang out with us, because Granny has fun with the kids. And I'm bringing Mr. Panther Bear along with me today. So you'll hear me, you might hear him, but I'm going to tell you about Granny's Playhouse. Well, here's my friend. I'm Terry McKeithen, your host for the day, and here's Mr. Panther Bear. He will be speaking at this. I'm going to turn it over unto him. Well, hello, everyone. I've heard that you have heard about Granny's Playhouse. Yes, Granny has a playhouse where there are no toys allowed. And in her playhouse, she allows the children to create characters within themselves. And they do skits. And they act those things out. And they become who they want to come. So it's a fun thing when they come to Granny's Playhouse, because it's not like any other Granny's house. It's not where you just come and sit down and eat, but it's where you get to have fun and you get to laugh, and then you be so tired by the time you just fall asleep at Granny's Playhouse. I want your children to know that we learn about the king, because they want to be like him. They want to do things greater than he done. They want to do things in order to please the king. And I'm talking about the King Jesus. That's who I'm talking about. They know him. My grandchildren know Jesus. That is the main host. That is the one and only one. That's the God of our salvation. He is the one that we go to, that we run to, that we lean on when we're in trouble. So when they come to Granny's Playhouse, not only do they get to be themselves, but they also get to know my God, my Jesus, my Heavenly Father. We are all one. We are three. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, one. And they enjoy Granny's Playhouse. And when they come to Granny's Playhouse, she has them singing songs of Zion. She has them creating the songs. She has them practicing the songs. So when we come to Granny's Playhouse, not only do we sing songs, but sometimes we might bring out some stuff to bake in the kitchen, fresh from the oven. So we invite you all to come into Granny's Playhouse. And the kids, it's always laughter. And sometimes I'm in Granny's Playhouse, Granny says, okay, now it's time out. Now we got to take time out. We got to take a break from all of this.
And the part that they love most is when we come together and pray. Because the word of God says that a family that prays together, yes, stays together. How about that? And we get together, we begin to tell God we love him and we thank him. And that's what it's all about, because we said, God, you are our God. And we want you to be the God in our life. We're not to have another God. But the children here at Granny's Playhouse know what time it is. They know it's prayer time. They know it's fasting. They know it's working towards the kingdom of God. They know it's about winning souls here at Granny's Playhouse. So as Mr. Bear was saying to you all, we don't have to worry about any toys, man-made things, because they're just temporary things. But we are concerned about souls today. What must I do to be saved? I'm going to ask a question today. What must I do to be saved? I'm talking about me. See, I had to seek God for myself. I had to get that Bible. And I had to start reading about salvation. I went in Romans. And I read all up in Romans till I got my answer. And when it told me what must I do to be saved, I begin to take those initiation steps. I begin to, just like when you go buy a house or you purchase a house, and you have to go and do some things in order to get your paperwork together. So I had to go get my credentials together. I had to get my potentials together. I had to do purpose things that was purposely set up for me to do, to know about Jesus. That's all it was. And there is no other God that can take his place or can turn me from him. It's nothing in this whole world worth me turning in for God. Money's not worth it, baby. The song says, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Don't give me no mansion on no hills. Don't give me none of that. But just give me Jesus. My life, he behold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. So no, I don't have no toys at Granny's Playhouse. Because the children are the delight. It says, rejoice in the Lord, I say. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And my desire to see my children serve him, my grandchildren, that is my heart thing. That's what's wrong with my heart today. It's heavy because I want them all to be wild, bowing down and worshiping the true and living God, the Bible of the real Bible, the real one, the one that is the word. It's the bread. We can break bread together. And I'm still here at Granny's Playhouse now, inviting you all. If you want the children to listen in, I tell them some stories about Adam and Eve. I tell them they can go along and read with me. We can talk about some twins that came on the scene. Two brothers that fought against each other, and one of them took the birthright, stole from his brother, and his brother had to forgive him, and how it ended out to the good. Everything the enemy thought was going to happen bad, God worked it out to the good. I can tell you about Joseph, who became the prince of Egypt, who took care of the high priest stuff because he trusted him. He seen a God in him, and he knew that his God was awesome. I can tell you some things or two here at Granny's Playhouse. So welcome. I welcome you to come in and sit down, bring your children, and tune in with me. And we can hear some things going on here at Granny's Playhouse. You can hear a lot of laughter. A lot of laughter. And you can feel the love of God that I'm trying to offer these children when they come in Granny's Playhouse. So you are listening to Terry McKeithen once again on Anchor FM2. Holler at me. Get back with me. Keep me in your prayers. Those that can get a prayer through. Pray for Mr. Panther. Pray for Sister Cucumber. Pray for us all. So thank you, Sister Cucumber and Brother Panther Bear, for coming into the podcast. So thank you all listeners, you podcast listeners, thank you. Hope you enjoy something I said, and I hope that you will come back and listen in. All right. Have a good evening. Be blessed.